就准备去船上，不是啊，到从中国到大陆的，但是中国到美国的那个。
We are hoping that to give us the opportunity to serve the partners on the boat.
对啊，很多弟兄姊妹和朋友啊，他都感到船上的朋友都对福音很有兴趣。
Many people on the boat have shown interest.
啊，他们的船长也发出了这个祷告。
啊，就是 the captain.
侍奉主最喜悦的就是看到神的手在我们中间工作。
The most joyful thing in the Christian is to see God's hand through the work among us.
这样我们的侍奉就看到天上。
When we serve, we see heaven.
今天我要跟大家分享的题目啊，是认识耶稣。
今天
已经是第七章。
This is the seventh part of the series.
为什么认识耶稣那么重要
？Why is one important to know Jesus?
因为我们知道这个世界已经进入了末世。
Because we know this is the end of the world.
所有的事情都在变化。
Everything is changing.
而且在加速的变化。
And everything changes very rapidly.
如果你仔细读圣经的话，
If you read the Bible carefully,
它的加速的变化就是按照圣经上所预言。
The timeline is really stated in the Bible.
所以你看，我们基督徒不会哭泣。
So you know that as a Christian, we have so many blessings.
我们可以算这个世界的命。
We can tell the fortune of the world.
借助神自己的话。
By the Bible.
主要来了。
The Lord is coming.
我们要预备献祭。
We need to prepare ourselves to the Lord.
我们知道主在圣经中反复提出，他见我们的时候，肯定要问一句话。
So we know that whenever the Lord comes to see us, we have to ask one thing.
就说你们认识我。
He will ask, do you know me?
记住啊，不管我们中间啊什么人啊，或死或早离开我们，肯定我们的主一定会问你认识我。
No matter who and what kind among us, the Lord will always ask us.
因为主自己在约翰福音十七章三章十七章三节所说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And in the Bible, John 17:3 it says, "And this is the life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who is God."
所以认识耶稣是永生。
So knowing Jesus is eternal.
我们希望没有认识主的朋友们要认识。
We wish whoever who have no Jesus Christ to get to know.
认识主的要真的认识。
When the only know Jesus Christ has real knowledge.
用时间可能不多。
Because it's not much time left.
所以我们要跟大家一起来分享认识的事。
So we have to share with you about knowing Jesus.
我跟大家讲过好几次。
We have talked about this many times.
眼睛跟这拿下来的，不然你听到你在呼吸。对，然后下面就很好，
这样好吧？所以我们知道 这一天耶稣要让我们就是或者说他要承认我们要认识他。我举过一个例子。
So this is a test for humility, and here's the example.
我们都认识创始人，我知道他。
So we all know our president.
我们中间只剩有选择。
So we all have the right to vote.
但是你真正认识
创
始人
吗？ But do you really
know? 创始人真正认识你吗？
But do you really know
you? 耶稣讲的末世的认识这个人。
So we talk about knowing, in the word, knowing about it.
我们在教会，我们读经，我们祷告，我们是不是真正认识？耶稣是不是真正的人？这是非常重要的。这是耶稣什么吗？我们上次讲过多次。耶稣他是完完全全的神。也同时是完完全全的。
Jesus is a perfect God. He is also a perfect human.
为什么这点非常重要？
Why is it so important?
在人类的历史上，或者说在人类所有的宗教史上。
In the history of humans, in the history of religion.
没有一个神，他同时又是神，同时又是神。
There's no God is God and then a human at the same time.
阿拉是神，伊斯兰表面的阿拉是神。
So Allah is the God.
但他不是神。
But he is not human.
昨天我们在讲到，所以说孟加拉是他们伊斯兰这个宗教。
So last night we both.
菩萨是正人，可以说是一位有悟性的人。
A Buddha is a perfect
person. 他自己从来没有讲过。
But he never talked about his life.
那孔子、老子就更不要说，他们从来不讲，他们是正人。
So like Confucius, he never talked about his life.
唯独耶稣。
Only Jesus.
那是耶稣对的。
他
同时神，同时是神又是神。
And God and
He. 为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
只有他可以把神和人连接。
The only thing we can connect is God and He.
他上通神，下通人，上通天，下通地。
He connects with heaven and earth and God and people.
这样才能把我们人救到天上去。
This is the only way to get favor and bring us to heaven.
我们说有中介，中介。
So sometimes we talk about their advice.
圣就是你的
道人里面，
圣经上就是说他是中保，中保。就是他是中保。他可以把神和人连接。
So that's the way that connects between God and human.
哪一位神可以这样做？因为他要不就是神，要不就是人，他不可能同时神。
There's no other God to be with us.
所以千万要认识耶稣这个个性，这个个性对我们救恩非常重要。
So we have to know about Jesus and the special and very important for our salvation.
犹太教现在就吃亏就吃亏在这里。
So this is the shortcoming of the Jewish religion.
他们不相信神会是罪人。
They don't believe that God can be forgiven.
非常可惜。
And we can't speak about it.
所以他们才谈到外道，结果他们。就是否认，对耶稣不可能同时是神。
doctor's favorite counsel, but because at this point, they don't believe that God can be perfect, so they have to go
through. 来表示他是完完全全的神，就是他的神。我们讲了他好多的，他所说的话，证明他这些话只能是神说的。他做了很多事情。
Anything that he is.
只有神可以做。
Only God can do it.
那今天我跟大家讲，他有两件事情。
So the two things that talk about today.
第一个就是他的降生。
So the first is his tongue.
第二个是他的升天。
And the second is his religion.
我们到美国来，知道美国有两个最大的。
So the two most important holidays in the United States.
一个就是圣诞节，一个就是复活节。
One is Christmas, the other one is Easter.
所以这个国家的文化，至少开始的时候，他们与耶稣降生和耶稣的升天有关系。
So the culture of the United States is very relevant with the coming of Jesus.
所以圣诞节啊，我们叫圣诞节，这叫中文翻译还不够准确。
So the Christmas in Chinese is translated to the birth of Christ.
其实是圣子降生，它应该能够通过降生，它都是诞生的，它是降生。So
in the Chinese translation, it talks about birth, but actually it's the tongue.
因为圣经上讲，太初有道。
道成各种。So there's all things. So that in the Bible it says talk about that it's already there.
好。我们现在看看耶稣他降生，圣经上。Now
we talk about Jesus.
耶稣的降生是自己设定的。The
coming was designed by.
所以刚才我们读的这个主题经文，就是耶稣他借着先知以赛亚，在他降世前700年就说了一句话，他说：“这就是在后。”
So before Jesus coming, 700 years ago, he already talked about
童女怀孕。
And so talk about the virgin will complete and give birth.
是他自己设计的。He
designed himself.
我们中间有没有谁你设计好要出生在第二个？Did
any of you have designed and ensure that birth?
很怕他妈妈可以这样子，是吧？
It's something that your parents may be able to do.
你可以设计吧？
But you cannot do it.
我们现在，全国也有不少的叫中国家长到美国来。Before
there's a lot of parents coming to the United States to give birth to their children.
都是他们父母的事情。And
it's the choice of parents.
你能够决定自己要生在一个有钱人家里面。But
you cannot have a choice to give birth in a rich family.
可不可以决定你自己要生在一个有权势的家庭里？You
cannot choose to be born in a powerful family.
耶稣的降生，他做的是，他 他就设计我要降在马槽里。
The Jesus coming is created by the himself。
所以这点是他神性的表现。
So this is example of his God side。
他可以从天降下，并且预言他要降在伯利恒，他要降在一个童女身上，并且他的名字叫耶稣，这个是很早以前他自己设定。
Yes, so long time ago he had designed and prophesied about that he will come down to earth and he will fall, and his name will be named Jesus.
除了神，没有人能够做。
Other than God, there's nobody can do it.
他复活以后升天。
After resurrection, he then going to heaven.
也是他反复的告诉他的门徒，他三天要被害，然后要升天。
And he repeatedly told his disciples that he will go to heaven.
谁看到他升天的？眼睛看到他升天的，人类是傻的。
So anybody has seen people when they die, they die.
他从坟墓复活，然后升天，这又是一个什么？完完全全的。
So on the resurrection to heaven is another example of the perfect God.
所以他从天上进入这个星球和离开这个星球的方式。
So the way he's coming and leaving this earth is very different than humans. So anybody have a dream, they get pregnant when he's going on? There's nobody like that.
他从玛利亚的子宫一直到坟墓这一段路是人走的。
From Mary to the tomb, this is the journey like a human.
我们每个人都是从子宫到坟墓。
Like everybody is from mother to the tomb, the womb to the tomb.
这一段路是人可以开的。
So this whole road is a human's journey and he did it.
We have a one.
So this example is the perfect human.
他的上下来他的离开是完完全全的。
From the coming and leaving, he is the perfect God.
他在世上33年从子宫到坟墓是完完全全的。
And he's at work for 33 years using the word is the perfect human.
我们来看啊，我们来看一段圣经。
这是讲 verse。
好，天使他下来的时候，天使就开始工作了。我们一起读一下，来。
正思念这个事的时候，很多人在这里看他，和大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，不管许多人的妻子玛利亚，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。他将要生一个儿子，人要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就要纪念一句话，说必有从义来的一子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
So in Matthew 1:22, that is talking about the birth of Jesus.
我们知道。天上的王下来，天使在工作。
We know that when the God comes down, the angel comes.
在耶稣降世的时候，天使至少显现过六次，圣经上记载至少六次，向各种各样的人。
So when Jesus comes, we will.The angel six times to different people.
大家可以想象，这个天上的王下，整个军天军天使就跟着下，跟着下，不断下来，下来，整个天军的阵容， 圣经上至少记载六次他这样的报告，不得了，我们都往下他把天地了，一个性格弱小是吧，还是像青蛙一样啊，他比我们的青蛙一样的整个天使的人都跟着下来的报告，不得了，我们的王下来。
So when the Jesus comes and he is the whole truth on heaven coming as well too, and this time the Bible has been told all about it, and even it comes to such a small planet like Earth, but he also pronounced this time in the Bible.
下面的我们就看上帝了，天使上帝了，就好一起开到一个童女那里，自己的军旗被大家拉回来，你这个角色。童女的名字叫玛利亚，天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我忍耐，主和你同在。”玛利亚听这话就很惊慌，就喊着只想这个单子。天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以喊起名叫耶稣，他要伟大。”你是他的儿子，你神要把他大卫的位置，他要做亚伯拉罕的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有主家，何用的这事呢？”天使回答说：“圣灵要降到你身上，至高的能力要庇护你，因为所生的圣灵必成为神的
儿子。”Confirmed to satisfy, especially talk about how angel appeared to Maria.
天使要为神的下降开路。
The angel opened the pathway and prepared for the Lord's coming.
他要告诉约瑟、玛利亚和其他的。
So they will tell Maria, Mary, and Joseph and everybody.
因为人间从来没童女。
Because there's nothing happened like this in the earth.
So, 天使要加紧的工作，告诉他不要怕，要做神要做一件空前绝后。
So the angel has to work hard and then tell people, don't be afraid. God is about to do something, and nobody has experienced before.
玛利亚很紧张。
Mary is very nervous.
啊，现在的基督可以做司法婴儿了，也能够从事法了。
So, with the new technology, you can say that it's from the king to the king.
都可以的，从事法的。
Can they continue to the king?
好在我做司法婴儿。
So that's my specialty.
司法里面可以开最多六天。
So in the queue, there's only 6 days.
然后你第一电话就不能进去。
And after that, you have to put in the room.
所以天使要做预备的工作，他要像牧羊的角色。
So angel has to do preparation, and he has to prepare the shepherd.
我们再读一遍好吗？来，这个牧羊人的叫我们一起来，在伯利恒之野地，牧羊人夜间安着粪饲，看守羊群，有任何使者站在他们旁边，有人光四眼看着他们，牧羊人有神惧怕，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我告诉你们大使的信息，是帮助万民的，因今天在大卫的城里。”为你们生了救，就是主基督。你们俩看见一个男孩抱着骨坐在马上，看着是最好。忽然有一大队天兵从那天使站起来，在至高之处拥抱这一切，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So in Luke 2:8-14 through report, the angel appears to shepherds.
天使至少有六次，我就摘录了三次，时间关系。
So we the angel appeared 6 times, and we have these 3 others.
他就告诉我们，耶稣
他的道成众生，是空前绝后。
The sun that produces from become human is something that never happened before.
不下降了。
What did it come? What did it come to birth with?
下降空前。
It becomes a little bore.
这是在民族当中是真的，我们民族那边可真。
It becomes a little little guy how to live in the earth.
他下来的主要目的之一就是让我们认识他。
The one of the most important purpose of his coming is for us to know God.
因为他自己说过，我们看见我就看见。
So he said, if you see me, you see God.
上帝在我里面，我在上帝。
God is in me, I am in God.
你怎么能看见上帝
？How can you see God?
旧约里面你看到的就是。
In Old Testament, you see God, you are God.
人不能见上帝，人非圣洁不能见。
People who do not purify cannot see God.
所以他变成了人的目的不是来玩，他是让我们来认识。
So why did he come to become a human? He did not come to play, it's for us to know him.
他要把上帝的爱、上帝的救恩带来。
He has to bring the salvation and the love to us.
这里，其实这件事情在中国的史书上都记载。
So this thing that we report even in the Chinese history.
我们先读一段这个圣经，一起来。当西律王的时候，耶稣正在犹太有几个博士从东方来到耶稣那里，说他生下来就有犹太人之王。
In Matthew 7:1-7, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, in the time of King Herod, migrated from the east, come from the Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of Jews? He saw his star in the east and has come to worship him."
圣经上只记载了有一颗星出现了。持续在空中两年。
In the Bible, on a certain record that there a star has appeared for 2 years.
带领了几个东方的博士，让他们走到。
So especially people from the east to Bethlehem.
他们没讲是有东方的。
They didn't talk about foreigners or.
在中国史书的《资治通鉴》汉纪30页上记载的，建平二年春正月，有星背离天明。
In the Chinese history book, we have a similar report.
这个是在西汉年间，建平年的西汉皇帝，建平二年，第二年啊，他的皇帝第二年，相当于公元前五年啊，公元前五年就是在那个公元前后。
So this piece of history was recorded in the Han Dynasty, equivalent to BC 5 years.
什么叫背星？就是背星，背星就是没有尾巴的重星。
So the star over here is talking about the star without a tail.
它的光谱非常大。
So it is very big star.
所以在那个时候，在记载有一个大的亮的星。
So in the history, it you have reported a very big star appeared.
我们知道天上有颗星，天上有个月亮，都能看得到，你会看到，对不对？是常见的常见。
So it is common sense that we know that the star is people in China can see it in the United States.
这么大的一颗星出现在把东方人引过来，中国是一个总星象国。
So China is a country to know about astronomy.
你看中国的历史，在很早的时候，中国就研究天象。
If you look at the Chinese history, we have record of astronomy in very long time.
啊，在中国，如果一个星掉下来，后面流星啊，星星出现，皇帝就紧张了。
So every single time when a star appears or starts falling, even the king gets nervous.
出现了彗星，建平二六年。
So at the Han Dynasty, somebody would start with my head.
设计博士是不是来自东北不知道，这影响没关系，就说是东方的人，有学问的。
So in the Bible, we do record these days that it comes from.
这是他们怎么走的？
In the Bible, we have the record that they have been walked for 2 years ago.
所以耶稣降生，天使天降，是这样。
So when Jesus comes, the angels, the astronomy, everything will change.
所以我有时候跟福音的嘉宾。
So sometimes I'm going to share gospel with people.
我就讲，耶稣他下来，这个天若震动，天使就不得了，忙得不得了，人很紧张的。
So his question for people is when Jesus comes, the earth shakes, the angel of duty, why have no reaction?
我到后来想想，后来我也觉得我自己原来就是这个不信。
So I thought about myself before I said quite a similar thing.
没反应嘛，耶稣下来没反应嘛，天若震动，心情都在变化啊，这个人会怎样？
So when the Lord comes, everything changes, the earth is shaking, but humans sometimes have no reaction.
大家看什么？
What did he come here for?
这句话在哪？我一直在听讲。到神的肉身住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是复活的真
理。In John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of One and Only Son, who came from Father, full of grace and truth.
他下来。把恩典和真理的。
When it comes to grace and truth.
在以前，神界的摩西把律法带上。
So before, Moses bring the law. The law.
耶稣下来，把恩典和真理带下来，成全律法。
So when the Lord comes,We bring the grace and truth and fulfill the law.
昨天我们跟那个牧师的这个谈一下。
So yesterday I had some conversation with some pastor.
那个牧师，
牧师，
他们给来牧师的人，三个牧师的人。
So on the boat there are three crews that are moving in the field.
他们一天在船上天天后。
So they pray on the boat 5 times.
天天后，天天后，一天天后，还有说。
And sometimes during prayer they don't even
come in. 好了，我们给他们时间多等，因为等去，给他们吃饭，对朋友。
So we begin to discuss a lot more about religion when it comes to those who are
practicing. 但是我对这个他们非常的需要恩典。
但我们说这个在恩典里面对。
耶稣下来就是充充满满的恩典，有真理。
So when Jesus comes, He's full of grace and truth.
我相信主那天会问我，你认识我吧？
So when Jesus comes to ask you know me,
你认识我带给你的恩典和真理吗？他一定会问的。
You know that I have been with you.
我下来的目的主要就是带下恩典和真理，你认识吧
？When I come to earth, it's for bring us grace and truth. Do you know?
所以耶稣下来以后。帮助我们成全的律法。
So the Jesus coming to help us to fulfill the law.
让我们靠着他的恩典，靠着他的真理，也能够变成完完全全的人。
With His grace and truth, we can become perfect in His way.
他是完完全全的人，是给我们做榜样。他做什么，我们也做什么。
So he's the example of the perfect human, and whatever he do, he should do.
他从天上降下，然后复活升天。
It is coming and leaving the earth.
你我不要去笑。
We don't have to do that part.
那是神性的。
That part is the God life.
它是让我们敬拜，各种，各种。
So that part is for us to worship Him.
不要把神性的东西去笑。
We don't have to follow the.
他是神，他告诉我们他是神，这个东西没有敬拜。
So that part is assuring the example of God, and that part we don't need to worship.
他带下来给我们的是恩典和真理。
When he brings to us.Is grace and truth.
好，那我们看他的复活。
Let's look at his resurrection.
他的升天。
His leaving.
有没有人看到他死中复活的？我死了三天，死透了，死透了，有没有人看到
？Abraham didn't see that before. Ah, become alive after 3 days.
啊，现在抢救过来的人很多，就是被抢救进去到之后，几个小时之内他就会。
And now with the new medical technology, we can see people after people come out.
And you may kind of see the same thing for public community.
But we cannot see anybody after being buried in the tomb and walk out himself.
And you may see that. And it's no problem.
And there's no record of that. Yes, sir.
这
是
圣经上记载。
In the Bible,
in the Bible. 我们继续讲吧。并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看，后来又显给500多弟兄看，其中大半道理已经难在，却也有一最最爱的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒。
First Corinthians 15:27, the special record of the resurrection. Why did they have to show to so many people? Why after his resurrection, why did he have to stay in the earth? Because in the history,We have not seen anybody away from that.
他相信，或者说他知道，人不可能接受这个事情。
He knows that people cannot receive this news.
所以他复活以后，在地上又多待了40天，显给500多人。
So after his resurrection, he stayed on earth for 40 more days to show 500 people. To tell people that you have a baby. So after this, why are you not believing? In Acts 1:3-5, says the record that after the resurrection, he stayed on earth for 40 days and appeared 10 times and joined to 500 people.
圣经上记的啊，就读按照圣经上记的。
So this is called the record from the Bible.
复活以后，在地上真的是这个。
So after resurrection, he has stayed on earth for 40 days.
出现了至少10次。
He has appeared for 10 times.
显给500多个弟兄看。
He has appeared to 500 people.
为什么
？Why the Bible records that?
他降生的时候，天君。都给他开路，忙得过来，忙得过来。他复活的时候怎么样？他也要告诉你，他是完完全全的神。我一定要让你们知道，我是完完全全的神，我不是人的。啊，我虽然不是公道和睦，我是神。
So at his birth, you can see the angel and working very hard to proclaim his birth. And then that's when he's leaving. You have to tell him.
他怎么升天的？
How did he go to heaven?
我们读一下，圣殿是谁？他们是一个具体的好吗？
说了这话，他们对看的时候，他就对其下肢有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他走上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站在旁边？这离开你们被接身边的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。”
Acts 1:9-11 He says, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes and fell fighting from their sight. They were looking intensely into the sky as he was going, but suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him, men of Galilee. They say, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
这个圣经上是什么？
这是在说关于个人的财产。
它是什么圣经呢？
So how can you go to heaven?
它是在讲道的时候，在人的眼睛中看着他升天的，能看着他上去。
So he told him that he is going to heaven.
他不是说今天看着他，明天看着他了，哦，现在他升天了，你看，明天看。
It's not like you see him today, but you see him tomorrow.
你们今天看到我拉着票，你们今天在什么时间？那不算什么事情。
这有没有？今天是哪天呢？今天是偶尔加的。
他就是知道你小心。这
是第二把是吗？
我跟你们讲到，哎，上去，看着他上去，因为他还在看着上去的时候，坚持跟他讲的，你看什么看啊，是吧？他怎么去跟他讲？
So why is he sitting to people and the people would be like, I'm going to heaven. So they say that's the way when he comes and that he's going back to the same way.
你说这样的复活厉害不厉害？这样升天厉害不厉害？
That's very special about how he goes to heaven.
今天讲今天应该就在上去，所以说他到灵里去，灵里就很高，这样子。
It's a very powerful thing to see him going to heaven.
所以他的降生和他的升天，他要告诉你，我是完完全全的神，我是完完全全的。
So the primary reason he told man that he was perfect God.
所以从耶稣所说的话和耶稣所做的事情，我们不得不承认耶稣是完完全全的。
From the words of God on the things that he has found, we have to believe that he is a perfect human, he is a perfect God. How is that related
to us? As I said before, he can bring the God and the earth together.
Other than that, talk about the process to link between human and God.
他至少成全了三点。
He also has a solution.
成全了三点事情，我们看看哪三点事情。第一件，他下来就是宣告自己的身份。
The first thing is to declare his identity.
为什么我们把这强调成认识耶稣？耶稣也要讲什么样的认识？
Why do you have to receive? He says that you have no Jesus. Do we really have the identity to know Jesus?
包括我们信主多年的基督
徒。Including who has been Christian for a long time.
他下来就是宣告。他有很多的宣告，我是光，我是道，真理，生命，而不是我是肉，我是自己。
When he comes to earth, he has made a lot of declarations about his life, his past, his future.
他说他是光。
When he says he's the light,
在你心里他是一个。
In your heart, he's the light.
他
他说他是道路，在你心，在你我心，他是不是道
路？ And he said he's the path in your heart.
如果他没在我们心里，怎么有道
路？ So if he's not the path in my heart.
你做我们的道路。
So you say you know him.
耶稣审判你的问题，你的问题，我是光在地面里对错吗？我是道路，是不是成为你的道路？
In the judgment day, that is the question for us.
就耶稣自己讲过，认识独一的真神，并且认识把他带来的，这就永生。一认识就是如此吧。
So, the, in the special day, that we know him and have an everlasting life.
宣告自己的真神。
To declare your identity.
我们要在读经、祷告、聚会中，啊，在我们的日常生活中。
During our everyday prayer and reading the Bible, we have to learn of God, the will to know about that thing.
第二个，耶稣讲的是彰显神的大，彰显上帝的大。
The second one is show God's love.
上帝的大爱借着阳光、雨水、空气，大部分人都知道。
So God's love is coming from sun, air.Most people cannot experience that.
它都是叫大字。
What you say is a measure.
对，耶稣下来告诉我们，作为上帝造天地的神，他是爱。
So when we come to earth, he tells us the creator of the earth, he is love.
你看耶稣下来说的什么？他怎么的？一般的感觉，什么时候你跟耶稣说的？
So when we read the Bible, sometimes we feel that God is very hard.
耶稣非常柔和谦卑啊，到处都在人民那。
But he is actually very loving and humble.
很少发脾气。
He has not lost his temper much.
最高的爱就是他在十字架上为我们死。
The ultimate love is when he on the cross died for us.
十字架是受苦的记号，更是大爱的象征。
The cross is a symbol of his suffering and also his great love.
那我们知道，哦，我们这位神原来神就是爱，他不是拒绝的。
So to let us know he is love.
还有很多属性，最大的最大。
And the biggest church of God is love.
第三个，他下来就决定人类的命运。
The third one is to determine human destiny.
这不得了。啊，这不得了。如果他不下来
，This is amazing. If he didn't come to earth.
如果我们人类中还有相信来世的
，If in the human we have the afterlife.
我们会以为行善会有好报。
So if you believe afterlife, you will think about it. If you do things, you will have a good life.
做恶了就会有审判。
So when you do something guilty, there will be judgment.
但是一旦耶稣道成肉身
，When Jesus becomes a human being,
审判标准就不一样了。
The standard of judgment.
审判的标准是你认可。